This is episode 44 of the Horror at Home podcast, recorded live on Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. On this week's episode, we cover the trailer for The Boogeyman. John takes us to his VHS vault and shows us Return of the Living Dead 3. And we cover Sick in our stream of the week. All this, and Andy and his AI friend have some horror movie trivia for us. So, Ramblers, let's get rambling. Everybody, and welcome to the Horror at Home podcast. How's everybody doing? I am Mike. With me, as always, are my friends Andy
Yo.
and John.
Hola.
Gentlemen, how's everything going?
Swell. Pretty good.
Swell. John, you've been playing a lot of GoldenEye lately. How does it
Of
still
course.
hold up?
Yeah, I mean, I like that they didn't change the graphics. I mean, they just kind of remastered it, just, with the colors and stuff, but they still
Yeah.
kept the same way it was when you played it in 96.
Are you still world ranked?
No, unfortunately, they
You
don't
lost your
care about the
ranking?
multiplayer. I believe
Yeah.
the Switch you can play multiplayer, is that right?
Well, you can play multiplayer for both of them, but for the Switch, you can play online. You can't. You Switch is the only one that you play online.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John used to be ranked, what, top five in the world or
I was like
top?
number two, I think, at the time,
Yeah. He
96, 97.
It rivaled his Friday the
Friday the
13th
13th.
ranking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
He's up
because
there as
I think I
well.
won three championships of
Yeah,
GoldenEye
you did.
tournaments. So,
He
yeah.
was like Fred Savage in The Wizard.
Right, but for
Yeah.
GoldenEye,
Yeah.
yeah.
I think he's won at least about what, about $12 worth of gift cards for
That's
Walgreens?
no, not Walgreens,
Oh, Woolworths. Okay.
Woolworth.
$12 in gift cards.
He got it
Yeah, we're
for
talking about
Woolworth.
96, brother.
Yeah.
96, we're talking about.
Yeah, he got a Venture gift card.
Yeah.
You guys see any movies you want to talk about? Any horror movies?
Yes.
I saw Smile finally.
Oh, you finally saw Smile. What'd you
Yeah, I
think?
did. I did see it as a matter of fact.
What'd you think? What'd you think?
I liked it. I thought it was
Yeah.
good.
What about that reveal at the end?
Yeah, it was a good reveal.
That was a good reveal. In terms of top 10 reveals, to me, that's at least number 12 or 13. So
Wow.
yeah, I mean,
it's a good
it was like the
reveal.
ring. Yeah, it was like the ring.
Only, yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but yeah, I like where it went. I
Yeah.
like the ending.
Yeah.
I give it a watch. I'll
All right.
recommend it.
Yeah, so is it what, like the 8 out of 10 chainsaws?
Yeah, I'll give him an eight.
All right, give it an eight.
I'll give him an eight.
All right. Anything else?
No, nothing for me.
All right,
John, what'd you see?
John
I
Boy.
saw a new Shudder film that was
Oh,
premiered,
was.
I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, called The Layer.
Oh, I thought it was that Skinamarink movie.
No, I'm actually going to plan seeing that, but I just don't know how to prepare myself because I constantly hear it's so bad.
I heard bad things about it too.
Yeah, but
Maybe
yet
that
it's
should be our pick.
succeeding. Right.
So what is this one? The Layer?
Yeah.
Is
It's
it
the
about
same
like making
director who
cakes?
it's no that's on History Channel. Anyways, no, this is the same director of the dog show Soldiers.
Oh, I like Dog Soldiers.
Right, so he directed this one, and it's a little similar to that, plot, same style because it's the same guy and stuff, but it's like, I don't know, I think it was like Iraq they're in, and this woman's getting hunted down by Arabs. And she's trying to hide, so she hides in this little cave where she discovers these monsters that were locked up for years in this little,
Wait a minute.
cell things.
That's not Danny Boyle directed, is it?
I don't remember his name, but
Double check on that, because there's a movie. I think I know what you're talking about. There was a, I don't think it was later, but there. Wait, was it? No, not Danny Boyle. Not Danny Boyle. I'm sorry. He directed 28 Days Later. Whoever directed the what's my favorite horror movie again? The Descent. The guy who direct shoot, I forgot his name. Whoever directed The Descent has a new creature feature that's out. And I forgot about that. I need to check into that.
It's not
So I
to,
don't know if that's.
you know, I think he directed Dog Soldiers too.
Andy, you're our fact checker.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up.
Who directed Dog Soldiers? Neil Marshall.
The Descent is going to be Neil Marshall.
Yeah, Neil Marshall directed the Descent. So, okay, oh, good. Yeah. So we're talking about the same movie. What is that on? Is that on Shudder?
It's on Shudder only. Check it out. It was not bad. It was
okay.
Actually good.
How many would you give it?
Out of how many?
How for chainsaws? How to out of 33.333 chainsaws?
24.-5 to the power plus stars.
Cosine. Okay.
Chainsaws. Yeah, cosine.
Gotcha. You gotta divide by pi.
Divided by pi. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Anything else? See any other good movies?
I believe that's it for now. We're booked up.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get the show on the road. We'll start things off. Andy, you made a new AI friend with with Skynet. So you and your Skynet buddy have some
AI is old
trivia
news.
Questions.
Yeah. So it wasn't really cooperating with me too much today, but so we're gonna go with a couple of questions, and then one that's going to be a multi-parter.
Oh,
that you guys can both kind of answer, and we'll see if you guys come up with.
Now, just to throw it out there, you did not make up these questions.
I did not.
How did you get the questions?
You asked the overlords, the AI overlords, and they.
So you posted a question. You posted into an AI bot to say, "Send me horror
me
movie trivia questions."
And
the AI bot did that.
And then, I said, make me a ham sandwich. And then it made me a ham sandwich.
Nice. You know what we should do? Instead of just calling it the AI bot, we should just call it the lawnmower man. So you're like working with the lawnmower man to get trivia questions.
Lawnmower man. Yeah. We're all going to be lawnmower men.
That's right. John, are you ready to be a lawnmower man?
I was born ready.
Yeah.
You're gonna mow some lawns.
That's what we should do. We should get like a softball league together and call ourselves the lawnmower men. And then just not show up to any of the games for no reason. Yeah, what does that have to do with being a lawnmower man? I don't know. Just not
nothing.
Show up.
I don't know.
All right. What did the lawnmower man? What horror movie trivia questions did the lawnmower man provide?
All right. We have a couple of history questions here. We'll go with Mike first on this one. We usually go with John.
All right.
Okay. What is the name of the original slasher film that is often credited with creating the genre?
Well, the original slasher?
An original slasher film that's well known that people say created the genre.
Wouldn't that be? I know it's not the first slasher. Oh, that's a tough one because
you have one answer and one answer only.
Oh, come on.
Do not Google
this.
You son of a bee.
Don't know. I see. You could say Psycho, but I'd say more people would say Halloween invented the slasher genre. So I'm going to go with Halloween.
Halloween. Is that your final answer?
No, it's not my final answer. That's like 1999 jokes.
Oh, okay.
1999.
Okay. You are wrong. Oh. You get three lashings and you will go to the corner. All right. John.
Yeah.
John one John M.
I like to answer the question, ma'am.
Your answer to this question.
I would like to answer the question, ma'am. Is
Go
it
ahead.
Black Christmas?
That is wrong. You are wrong. When was Black Christmas even made?
1974? Yeah.
Pull
they
out
say
your...
that was the one that started it all, supposedly.
Wow,
who, by the way, who is they?
The government.
The government? Okay.
Experts and such.
Was it Psycho? Was I wrong? Was it Psycho?
The correct answer is Psycho.
Oh, so I'll give myself half credit.
No, you get one final answer and you had it, but you missed
it. You blew it, pal.
Really did it this time.
All right. Now, we're going to go one more.
Over to John now.
Yeah, but this is a multi-part answer.
All right.
So you both will have a chance to answer. We'll see if who can get more correct answers here. Okay. What slasher movies are based on the true story of Ed Gein, a Wisconsin farmer.
Yeah, we know who Ed
Gein killed is. People. Okay. Give me movies that were based on Ed Gein, according to The Lawnmower Man.
Yeah.
All right. It's my turn, or
go for it, John. You got this. This is your area.
All right. Psycho and the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Was there more though?
Yes.
Hmm.
There are more.
Well, how about the movie Ed now, Gein?
That is a count.
That is incorrect.
What the heck? The movie is called Ed Gein. Why would it not count?
Another movie.
Movies that are inspired by the killer.
Why would a movie called Ed Gein be not inspired by the real life Ed Gein?
But that's like looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, I inspire myself.
That's great, Chris. Well,
that movie sucked. So
it's gonna be like they're gonna be like, oh, Ed Gein, where'd you come up with that movie? Well, you know, I looked into the history of, you know, Ed Gein. So they were inspired by Ed Gein.
Ed Gein is not the answer. Well, I need one more movie.
It's the definitive answer. I don't know. Well, no.
And okay, so John gets Jeepers 2 points Creepers. There.
I don't know. Okay,
wait, John gets 2 points. Mike, I'm assuming you know those two. Those are kind of classics. I need another movie.
Yeah.
This is pretty obvious, too. I think you guys should know this. If anyone can give it to me, it's going to be worth another 5 bonus points. Winner. Yeah. And the winner with a nice little $1.50 gift card that's left over from my Dunkin' Donuts, you will receive that.
Yeah, sure. I got nothing, so I'm gonna all go with change. I'm gonna go with Silence of the Lambs.
Ooh,
that is correct.
Yeah,
yes,
that is Silence of the
winner
Lambs.
Winner of $1.25.
Right. Yeah, Dunkin'
Donuts gift cards.
I'm gonna get myself a chocolate Long John. No, I didn't Google that.
Wow, that was just a complete.
Don't
death.
Insult me. Don't insult me with that.
All right, Mike.
Yeah,
Ed Gein liked to eat people, so I just thought of who likes to eat people.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
And my answer was either going to be Silence of the Lambs or The Notebook. So I'm glad I went with the right pick.
Or Pitch Perfect.
Or Pitch Perfect, yes.
Okay, well that's a win for Mike. Although John did feed get those two correct answers too. So
yeah,
we split the card by the rules.
You guys can split the dollar.
It's not in the rules.
$1.75 and change, all in pennies.
Oh, okay. You're just a baby, right. Just a sock full of pennies.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll try to get some better questions, but this Lawnmower Man isn't really giving me riveting questions.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Andy, and your AI bot friend thing. All right. Let's move on. Let us take a drive down to the trailer park. Welcome to the trailer park, everybody. This is the part of the show where we go into a movie trailer for an upcoming horror movie and check it out, give our thoughts on it. We also like to get your opinion. So if you've seen this movie trailer, then let us know what you think. You can let us know on Instagram or on Twitter at @horroratHomePod. We would love to hear your opinions of it. So this one we picked out is called The Boogeyman. Weren't there a couple Boogeyman movies that came out in the early 2000s?
I feel like there was, yes. Yeah.
And then, of course, the greatest of all time, similar to the Boogeyman, the Bye Bye Man.
Also known as Pee Pee Poo Poo Man.
The Mr. Pee Pee Poo Poo Man, yes.
What about Boogity? Mr. Boogity Man.
Mr. Boogity. He was in the 80s. So this is actually, let's do this. Let's watch the trailer first and then we'll talk about it. So we're going to put the show on hold for a minute. And for you, those of you listening to the show, feel free to pause it, go on YouTube and just type in Boogeyman trailer. The movie comes out this year, 2023. And we'll come back and chat about it. Okay, we just watched the trailer for The Boogeyman. This looks like this is a Stephen King vehicle. I don't think this is looks like he. I don't know if he wrote the entire thing or if he had something, whatever he had to do with it. Andy, you're gonna have to be our fact checker on this.
Yeah, he's a big Stephen King. He wrote books back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
You
man,
didn't know
it's
that?
also not. It's also not based on the classic WWE wrestler, the Boogeyman, the guy who would come out and eat a bunch of worms.
My God.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay, so it's
It's
a.
based on The Boogeyman by Stephen King. I
Yeah,
guess it's a book.
the book, yeah. Upcoming American supernatural horror movie directed by Rob Savage, based on a 1973 short story by Stephen King. It is releasing June 2nd,
April.
2023.
Oh, right.
Well, at least I don't know, unless that's we got June 2nd. That's what Wikipedia is telling me.
Right.
This was originally supposed to be on Hulu. So this was originally going to be a streaming movie, but apparently test audiences loved it, so they made the choice to switch it up to theaters.
I'm not shocked. It's a Stephen King original. So, I mean, this is the first
Yeah.
time this has happened in years that a director decided to make a movie of one of his stories.
Yeah. Well, you know what this reminds me of, Johnny? One of your favorite horror movies of all time.
Which one?
Lights Out. Kind of had
Yeah, a
a
little
lights
bit.
out feel to it almost.
It does, now that you mention it. Yeah,
Yeah.
I really do love that film.
I like that the creature is kind of humanoid, but not like human. Almost, it almost looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, which would be even cool,
Oh.
which would be even better if it actually was Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Like
Oh
that's like
yeah, like a spinoff or
that's the Shyamalan twist at the end of the movie.
it
You find out
is.
that it's Gollum.
And he finds a ring in
Yeah,
the
and he's
like in
looking
the
for another
toilet or
ring.
something.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll check it out. This is something looks like something that I'll go check this out with the wife. I think
Oh yes.
she would enjoy
Definitely.
this.
Definitely. Definitely going to see it in the theaters.
Really?
What are your
Oh
thoughts?
yeah,
Well,
dude. Can't go over Stephen King.
I mean, there's no big names here.
You don't need them.
Yeah, I know you
Hey,
don't
well,
go, you don't need necessarily.
Gollum's a big name.
You don't really need big names. Yeah, it just looked like, nothing burger.
Just
Like
what
to
you say,
me.
look very cookie cutter
Yeah, and
by the numbers.
I can see why it does have a Hulu feel. Not
Oh.
sure really what they could do here to make this like in the theaters. I
So,
guess probably because Smile did good,
yeah.
and I think the things that they put in the theaters have done good. But I just heard now that AMC is going to charge
Oh
for better
yeah.
seating. Yeah.
Well,
So
yeah,
this
but
is
if
not good, dude. This is not going to
I
be
don't
good.
care. I don't care about that. I'm an
Oh, you
AMC
don't care about
stub.
that?
No, I don't care about that because I'm a Stubbs member and I'm exempt.
You think you're better than me?
Well, I am because I'm a Stubbs member and you're
Yeah,
not.
you get VIP.
Yeah. So I'm
VIP.
actually going to buy two. I'm actually going to get three seats and just like lay on them like couch style.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
My
Mr.
God.
Moneybags, I'm gonna be throwing lobsters at people during the movie.
You do that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like a 40 movie experience.
Yeah. So I don't know what were we talking about? Oh yeah, the
The
Boogeyman.
movie. Yeah, the
Yeah.
Boogeyman.
So you're saying so
Nah.
to you this is you've seen this before. To you, this is old hat.
Yeah, this is a good Hulu movie, on a weekend that you get not
Yeah.
got nothing going on.
All right. Well,
But
John.
I just really, John, you're gonna go see this in the theater just because of Stephen King?
Yeah, John, what's the matter with you?
Just
What the hell? How the hell did this
I just
happen?
changed my mind. I just changed my mind on a dime like that. What's the matter with you, John? Why would you see this trash?
Yeah, I'm gonna see the movie. John, what the hell? Why do you wanna see it? Like what the hell?
So, John, yeah. Hey, John, what do you
Oh,
say we double
yeah.
day with the wives for this movie then?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
All right, fine. Get
Yeah.
yourself a nice meal too afterwards.
I'll throw a lobster at him.
Yeah, give them a 3D experience.
Yeah, get him a power bar.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Andy, you're not too thrilled on it. John, I think it looks like a fun movie. I don't know if it's going to be super scary, but I think it'll just be fun.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, now that the awkward silence is over, let's
That's about it. I got nothing.
I got nothing else. It's getting late. All right. So yeah, so listeners, what do you think? Are you interested in seeing this movie? Let us know. We would love to hear your feedback. John, it is time for you to take us into your basement, which is creepy enough as it is. You're going to take us into your VHS vault and show off one of your many VHS movies and as part of your collection. So let's go and check out John's VHS vault. Okay, that's the sound effect of the vault opening, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, it makes a weird talking noise. Yeah,
yeah,
Some WD-40 in there.
Yeah, you're. Yeah, all right. So welcome to the VHS vault. This is the part of the show where John tells us about a classic movie from the 70s, 80s, or 90s, and lets us know if it's worth watching and other things. So, John, what VHS are you gonna show off today?
Return of the Living Dead 3.
Okay.
This came out in 1993. It's basically about a teen who uses an army chemical to revive his dead girlfriend after a motorcycle accident. And obviously the rest is basically she turns into a zombie and then kills people on the spree and such. Mm-hmm. This movie is one of the few sequels that were pretty good in the 90s. Worked out. It's not really like a big favorite, but I know it's kind of cult to an extent of some type of fan base. It's actually, it's inventive. It's new for plot-wise. It wasn't a bad movie. I remember when I first saw it, I think it was on VHS, believe it or not. It's got some pretty decent gore, some slight comedy in there. Much different than than part two, that's for sure. This one leads kind of what?
Any memorable kills?
I can't think of it. It's been a while since I've seen it. I have to. Actually, here's the funny part. So, Joe Bob Briggs' Last Drive-In is going to have his annual Valentine's episode coming up this upcoming Friday night. And the word of mouth is most likely this is one of the films that will be shown. And this Valentine's special, when you watch that, he usually gives a lot of insight and information about the history of each movie. So, what he has to say, this one is what I'm looking forward to. It's definitely I definitely recommend it. Really, nothing much else to say. Basically, that's kind of a cult favorite to some. It's got some decent gore and. One of the best sequels in the 90s, I think, horror wise.
I'm trying to remember, because to me, one of the scariest posters when I was a little kid was Return of the Living Dead. That when I would see that poster at the video, at the VHS place, at the video store, it would scare the heck out of me. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this one the one where it shows almost like a goth girl or a biker girl from the side, and she's like looking at the camera menacingly?
Yeah, she has like a glass for knives and stuff. That's the one.
She's like holding up her hand or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
I haven't seen that. So is it worth watching? How would you put it? How would you put it on the scale of Warwolf all the way to The Howling Parts 5?
Ooh, okay. Well, in my opinion, it's no Halloween Part 5 because that's one of my beloved classics. This one, I would say, like out of 10, is that what we're talking about? Or
what would you give it out of 10?
I would say dead in the middle.
Oh, a 5?
Yeah, definitely a 5. It's not one of my, top 10, but it's definitely worth watching.
Uh-huh. If
the best way to put it. So, yeah.
Okay,
that's my review.
All right, Andy, what's your thoughts? Do you think you're going to watch it?
Got a 27% audience score. This is what we're talking about here.
You said part five, you said?
Yeah, Howling Part 5. Oh, I can't base anything you're saying off of any sort of rating system, because we're talking about a 27% rating here that we're comparing this to.
Right.
I might watch it for kicks,
It's euro.
Oh, is it euro? You gotta convert to euros.
Yeah, oh,
I didn't euros. Know either. It's a euro conversion.
Right.
Yeah, I'll give it a watch so we can talk about it with John later on.
Yeah, I'm sure it should be streaming for free in Tubi or somewhere else without a doubt. That obviously in Shutter right now.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm just looking to see what else they were in. What else? There was nobody really in this that was crazy. Okay. I was just looking at the actors. I was looking at Wikipedia. There's nothing interesting on it.
The lead actress, who's the chick in the poster, she's from the TV show The OC. She was one of the moms on the show. So that's the only one I recognize it from.
See, I got nothing on that.
Right.
What are you going to do? Okay, so that is Return of the Living Dead 3. Yes. And it might possibly be on Shudder this weekend.
No, it already is on Shudder already.
Oh. Okay, it's already on Shudder, so it might be on Joe Bob's show.
Right.
Sounds good. All right. Well, John, thank you for sharing that VHS from your vault. You can go ahead and close it now with no sound effects, though. That's okay.
Okay. All right.
Just pretend that you put some WD-40 on it.
Yeah, I will go to the garage and get some supplies.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah. So what's next? Now we are going to talk about our stream of the week. Stream of the week, everybody. This is the segment of the show where once a week one of us picks a horror movie that is currently available for streaming and the rest of us watch it. It has to be a movie we've never seen before. We got to go into this fresh and we give our thoughts on it. So last week was my pick and I chose the movie Sick. It's currently on Peacock. And here's the synopsis. As the pandemic steadily brings the world to a halt, Parker and her best friend Miri decide to quarantine at the family lake house alone, or so they think. Directed by John Hyams, written by Kevin Williamson from Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer fame, and Caitlin Crabb, six stars, Gideon Alden, Bethlehem Millen, Mark Menchaca, and Jane Addams. All right. I guess I'll go first. I don't know if I was overhyped because of Kevin Williamson. I was expecting this to be a lot funnier or, I don't know, like kind of like more screamy, I guess you could say. What was the body count on this? Three, maybe?
Not many.
Three, four, something like Let's that. See. It wasn't too bad, but it wasn't.
Yeah, three or four.
I think four.
They I think they really spent two. Oh yeah, oh the person at the beginning too. I really think they spent too much time like developing the characters before all the fun stuff happened.
Yeah,
I think I waited too long for that.
It wasn't that long of a movie though.
It was not a long movie at all. No, I was like, this thing's over already. I'm like, whoa, geez, what's it going on here? Hey, it wasn't bad. You know, it had, you know, the acting was fine. I had no problem with the acting. The killer reveal at the end, I thought was pretty original. But wasn't anything groundbreaking or spectacular. All in all, it just felt like another run of the mill slasher without anything crazy in it. So I'd probably give it like a 6 out of 10.
Well, yeah, they brought in the pandemic theme. That was unique. I don't think that people have done that a lot.
Right.
They had, it was like a random killing and then random killings. And then they did a turn towards the middle. It wasn't really a twist, but it was at least, I didn't think they were going to actually do motive and stuff. They kind of
exposition, man.
What?
Exposition. That's what it's called. What? Yeah, they explain everything, the whole reasoning.
Well, okay. Right.
Exposition. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
It's an expose.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was, they kind of did that midway through, which was pretty cool. A couple of pretty good gore scenes. So I don't know. I thought it was a little bit better than that, than a six. I liked it. So I gave it like a seven. Okay, I'll say a seven.
Seven,
Yeah,
okay.
just under an eight for a smile, I guess.
All right. John, what did you think?
Obviously, with Kevin Williamson, being the writer and about this film at the beginning, easily reminded all of us of the beginning of Scream. It's very same similar thing. I don't know if you want to call it a twist, but it was pretty cool to know who the killers were and why they were doing what they did. Because when you find out what happens, you kind of think to yourself, because during the pandemic, it made all of us, some of us, crazy because we weren't able to enjoy life anymore for a while. And I'm sure some people were probably thinking of something like this, about how it happened, how things happen, and what would they do in these situations. I thought it was a smart movie. I enjoyed it. I was wondering, like, okay, so look like they're going to kill the, I guess you want to call her the main lead, but they still saved her. But they still were still going to kill her though. But they end up talking to her. So I
Well,
was
yeah,
like, that
that's
was
a
one
that's
thing.
happens in a lot of those movies, you know.
Well, I mean, I felt like they wanted to talk to her more than just before they kill her. But
Yeah.
throughout the movie, they were trying to kill her. So it's like, okay, whatever. The beginning of this film, when you find out how, the killer's motive, what was the point of the very beginning with that one guy coming into his apartment? I don't understand. I wish, I mean, I know you said, Andy, it was a random kill. Probably was that, but I'm knowing what the killers admitted, what makes you wonder, like, why did they do it to that guy?
Oh,
But
that was easy. Though no, they explain. Well, I'm not going to get into spoiler territory, but there's a reason for the opening kill.
okay,
I'll
I
explain
missed
it to
it.
you. I'll explain it to you after, after
Okay,
we record,
good.
just to not to spoil anything.
All right, because I think I have an idea. So yeah,
All
but
right.
yeah, it was well directed, well acted. It was kind of cool to see a movie that was there talking about the COVID era, or when it was really bad in its prime. Some pretty decent gore scenes, not many, but pretty decent ones. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Andy on here. I'm gonna give it 7 out of 10 chainsaws. It wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
All right, well, good. All right, so you know what? As long as you had a good time.
Right.
Giddy up.
All right.
Giddy up.
All right. So, John, it is your pick for our stream of the week. So, what have you got for us?
All right. Once again, actually, this was different because usually I get ideas from Facebook and a Facebook group. This was recommended by Joe Bob Briggs himself,
One and
the
only.
infamous horror reviewer. He recommended a movie called The Devil's Pass. It is directed by Rennie Harlan, if you guys remember who he is. He's one of the a famous 90s director who directed Deep Blue Sea, Long Kiss Goodnight, Cliffhanger, Die Hard 2, and of course, the last horror movie he did at the time, Elm Street Dream Master. So since that, he's usually does action movies. If you look at his resume, he does very few horror movies, and when he does horror movies, he seems to be pretty decent at it. And this is one I never knew of, that he existed. And I'm like, oh, okay, I like most of his, some of his movies. I like to see what this one's about. So this one was from 2013. It's in the plot here. It says, in this intense thriller, five young adventurers retrace the steps of a doomed group of hikers in pursuit of a legendary paranormal mystery. And I saw the trailer for it, and I said, okay, yeah, I'm pretty intrigued. Rennie Harlan, horror, interesting plot. Yes, I'm picking this to be my movie of the week. It apparently is on Tubi TV and other apps, but they're basically, to pay for. But mainly, it is actually on Tubi TV. So check it out. Joe Bob Briggs, as he says.
What was the name again? Sorry.
The Devil's Pass.
The Devil's Pass on Tubi. Okay, we will check
Yeah.
it out.
Yes.
And listeners, you check it out too and let us know what you think. All right. Well, that just about does it for this week's episode of the Horror at Home podcast. Thanks to all of you for listening. Andy, John, thank you also so much for joining.
Yep, welcome.
Yep.
Listeners, you can check us out on Instagram and on Twitter at Horror at Home Pod. And you can send us an email, horroratehomepod@gmail.com. If you have any comments or have a recommendation for our stream of the week, we would definitely love to hear that. Maybe we could pick that from one of our listeners. But until next time, I guess that's everything I got. So, John, do you want to take us out?
Scare on, everyone.
All right. So long.
Bye.
Bye-bye.